1942, Meischl, County Carlow, the Adelaide Memorial Church, one of the, probably alongside St. Lazarian's Cathedral, one of the finest churches, if not the finest of any sort of buildings in County Carlow. And of course, it was meant as a great tribute of love to a lost daughter, and it was a miniature replica of Salisbury Cathedral as well. And so to this day, that dreamlike replica of the Salisbury spire dominates the landscape all around and recalls all passers-by, and it's so worth a visit to the power of labours of love. And a little detail about Meischl that I love. I think outside any of the cathedrals, it has the finest, its interior furnishings are lovely. It has the finest designed bishop's chair in the sanctuary anywhere in the diocese. Anyway, I'm going to give you some light relief from the war, as I remember 1942, if light relief is indeed the term. We've mentioned censorship before as something that you particularly get in wartime. But especially when connected with sexuality, censorship was rather a preoccupation of the young Irish state. In September, the work The Tailor of Anstie was banned as being dangerous to morals. It had been written by Eric Cross with a foreword by Frank O'Connor, the short story writer whom we've already met. And it was about the life of the Irish tailor and storyteller Timothy Buckley and his wife Anastasia, otherwise known as Anstie. It apparently depicted premarital cohabitation and was sexually frank. While the war was raging, there was a great debate at the Shannon over the banning of this book. The couple were said by one speaker to be example of, quote, the sores of moral leprosy that could undermine Christianity. On the other hand, another senator, Sir John Keane, who was a member of the Church of Ireland, quoted the book seeking to determine whether the language used was obscene or not, and his quotations had to be struck from the record. Senator Keane had read some of the contents of the book, which he queried the obscenity of into the record of the Shannon. Other senators objected to reading this into the record and demanded that the record be amended. And so the amended record simply says the senator quoted the book. A most unusual example of the House censoring itself. Sir John Keane is of interest because of his connection with Capa Quinn. The Keanes were, in a way, the great family of Capa Quinn. He'd been a member of both Irish Senates, the older one and the 1937 one. He had a distinguished First World War record. Eventually, he became governor of the Bank of Ireland. And the mural in praise of him in Capa Quinn Church indicates the maturity of his evolving loyalty and showed how his loyalty could change as political circumstances and the will of the people demanded it. Anyway, only the Trinity College Senator Professor Joey Johnson supported Keane's attempt in the Shannon to deride banning the Tailor and Anstie because of presumed obscenity. Meanwhile, local clergy apparently arrived at Buckley, the tailor's home, and forced him to burn his own copy of the book. Much later, in the 1960s, the ban was lifted, and the book was famously adapted for the stage.